Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, so we were talking about job interview questions this morning. I was trying to help Vaughn out with some questions for the people he's hiring in Hawaii, and someone sent one in. I've never heard of this question. Rudy says he knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, once in an interview, I was asked, how many tennis balls would fit in a limo? And apparently, this is one of those goofy questions they ask in interviews. Do you guys know the answer? I had to look it up.
I have no idea. I don't even know what they're looking for here.
I'm going to say, oh boy, this is going to be tough. 1,652.
Nope.
Okay.
I think the answer is they just want to see what your process of figuring out the answer would be. Correct?
For the most part, yeah. They're saying, okay, so you are going to estimate the cubic inches of a limo and the volume of a tennis ball. So pretend the limo is a box to simplify things for yourself.
Sure.
Make a note out loud you're approximating. Well, let's see, how long is a limo? Essentially, you know, so many feet by this tall. And then you're going to do the math on that. And then you're going to take out seats. You don't have to come up with the correct answer. It's about you showing that you know the process.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to figure out. Oh, man, that is a weird one, right? And so they've got some other ones here. How about this? How much should you charge to wash all of the windows in Montana?
How much should you charge?
To wash all the windows in Montana.
I would say top notch. To charge the... pay the best window cleaning guy around.
All right. Thank you for coming in today. We're going to move on to this guy, this handsome feller. How much should you charge to wash all the windows in Montana?
Well, it depends on how many windows you have, and then you'll be able to find the best deal in town.
It has nothing to do with that.
I got a going rate of $27 an hour, so whatever that is going to be to take me to wash all those windows, that's what they would pay.
You're hired.
$27 an
hour? Oh, because you know your worth.
It's not about any of that stuff. It's just knowing that you could set a rate for a job. We made it sound like a much bigger deal. All of the windows in Montana sounds like a big, huge thing. Oh, my God. But you take a big job by doing what? Reducing it down to the simplest thing.
Sure.
One window at a time.
Well, I'm glad.
And Rudy goes, well, my rate is $27 an hour, so that's what I would charge to wash all the windows. And I don't know how long it'll take, but that's what I need to make a living.
Wow.
Yeah. Explain the internet to an 8-year-old in 3 sentences. Go. Des?
You can look up anything you want and find the answer. Anything. Mm-hmm. Somebody else has found the answer for you already.
That's not 3 sentences.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about the 3-sentence rule.
Yeah, boy, you are fired.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not even here.
Three words. Just stay off.
3 sentences.
Next.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Rudy, you're up next. Just stay off.
It's a magical place of information.
Yep.
It'll unlock all of your questions.
Yep.
If daddy's door is shut, he's on the internet. Don't bother him.
Boom. And you just got hired again.
Thank you.
Wow, Rudy, you're nailing this interview.
Daddy is to himself in that room.
I don't know why a big weirdo that needs his door shut would be hired.
It's a fake interview.
So we were asking a question. I threw this out to Vaughn. I said, why don't you ask him if they could be an inanimate object? What would they be? People texted in, I think you need to give them a heads up about that question. They need time to think about it. No, that's the point. You want to see, can they think on their feet? And what do they come up with? How creative are they?
Exactly.
Do they have a good answer to that? And so people texted in theirs. Let's see what our reaction would be to this inanimate object. God dang it. I knew it.
Oh, boy.
They're calling me right now.
Oh, no. You knew
it. Let me stand by. Hello, this is Ryan.
Who's calling?
He got his car worked on. They're saying it's done.
Okay.
Done, done, done. They're saying it's done.
Dang it. I have to go.
Go run to your thing, man. I'll hop back there.
I've left this up so you guys can talk about it.
Okay.
Some of the things people say they would be, and then you decode what it means. What does it say about them?
I would be Ryan's car.
Yeah.
Because it's always traveling with somebody in it besides Ryan.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a ton of fun.
Rooty-toot-toot.
Okay. Let's not say that.
Tell us.
We're in a job interview. He doesn't want to be rooty-toot-toot.
All right. I'm being professional. I'm at this job interview. I'm dressed very respectfully.
Okay. As professional as you could be.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I would be an Alexa Dot.
Okay. I think that you want to be in on every conversation.
I think you have all the answers.
Yeah, eavesdropping.
Kind of a jack of all trades. You can play music. You can give directions. You can, you know, you need somebody who's a good utility hitter. I like when people have specialized skills. You know, don't have a window guy go install gutters.
Yes.
However, just have one skill, do your own thing, right? But every now and again, you do need somebody who has a plethora of skills. They're 80% on everything. They're not always 100. They're not great at everything, but they're just good enough to get you through it, and they have a ton of information.
That's me.
Yeah.
Not 100% at anything, but I'm about 80 at a lot of different things.
I'd say a solid 75.
75, I'll take it.
75.
75.
Yeah. A jack of all trades, but a master of none is kind of what you want. And that's what the Alexa Dot is. So
yeah, there you go.
A hearing aid.
Because you can always listen. And know what they're saying.
I like that. Yeah, sure. All right.
I think that's a good way to do it because you're always able to hear it. You're getting hearing aids so you can hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a great listener.
Yes.
So you might have an ear fetish.
Might have
Could.
One.
Certainly. I would be a cell phone. Once again, that whole jack of all trades thing. You know,
you're always needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, that's your thing is touch. You constantly need to be held.
And you just touched your phone when
you mentioned
cell
phone, it. And I was like, oh, do I have a message?
No. I know. I looked at mine, too.
My phone wanted to be touched.
I am a woman, and I would be a Porsche 911.
Oh.
A sexy car. Yeah,
I get that. Great curves. Good mileage.
Oh.
You know.
Good
you
expensive.
Appreciate and value as time goes on.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a fine wine.
I get that. I would like to be a soft, cushy dog bed.
Oh, that's a great one. I think we had that a couple times.
That's sweet.
It just means you love animals. You're a nurturing person.
Yeah, but you also just want to lay there all day with the dog.
Yeah, so I don't know if I would hire that person. I need somebody who not when all of a sudden their dog has a fever is going to go, I can't come in for the next week. Why not? Because Dot has a fever and she needs me to be there. Okay, well, listen, bring that dog to the vet or call somebody else or take a half day. But some people go overboard with the dogs.
They do. But you love your dog, Paul, a ton.
Certainly.
I love my dog, Babe, a ton. I would never be like, guys, I'm so sorry. She's got really bad back problems.
Gas.
And I'm going to need... Or gas, I guess.
Sure.
Whatever the case is, I'm never going to be like, oh, man. I'd be like, Mom, I need you to take care of the dog. Can you bring the dog into the vet? I'm going to go to work.
Yeah, I can't remember what the stat is, but there are people out there, like, whatever it is, 77% of all dog owners would rather go bankrupt taking their dog to the vet to make sure that the dog doesn't feel any sort of pain than actually taking generic medications that their doctor has prescribed to them.
They don't take care of themselves.
Yeah, when their dog has a pill that needs to be taken, it is taken like clockwork. If it's three times a day, it's three times a day. If the doctor gives you a pill, you're like, I'll take it on Thursday, then maybe get to it on Saturday.
Exhibit
Largest
A.
Case in point, Babe needed to lose weight. She lost 24 pounds, Rudy.
Sure.
I've needed to lose weight since I was 2 months old, and I somehow can't figure it out.
But you did all the work for Babe.
I was like, listen, but it's easy when it's dry food in a cup and you're just pouring it in there. But
Yeah. I would be Google.
Google, I think, again, knowing all the answers, you have everything.
Yep.
For sure.
How's the car, bud? Everything good?
Great.
Great.
Yay!
Excellent.
Okay.
Des wants to be your car, by the way.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard that.
No. I mean... It's nice. It brings you places. You take really good care of it. I mean,
and
I think
back.
It makes sense. He's back,
hey,
everybody.
Hey, that was weird.
Yeah, this is definitely going down as the weirdest podcast.
I had the oddest old British man just deliver my car.
Oh.
Wow.
Cheeky monkeys.
He even has a Beatles pin on his thing. He's like, hey, man, how are you? And his hair's down to here.
No.
Total burnout. He's like, hey, man, I got your car. Here's your keys. Oh, man, drop my donut.
Drop my donut.
He dropped his donut on the parking lot.
Oh, phew. That's a bummer.
It was in a bag, though.
Oh, thank God he can still eat
it. Of course, he picked it up.
Could you imagine how much that story would have changed if he got out of Ryan's car with a donut? Oh, no, man, I dropped my donut.
Oh,
you're just eating food in my car.
I know, right? Like, he literally looks like he could be 70 years old. Like, he's straight out of London, and he's delivering cars around town. So
he lived the life.
Yeah. All right, so how many times did Rudy bring up Oakley Dokley?
Not even once.
Oh, none. I thought for sure you would tell this story.
No, we were just going over all the different things and their meanings, but now that you brought it up, Oakley Dokley.
now that we're here, no mind if I do.
Tell us about Oakley Dokley.
Rudy, you have such unique taste in music. It's so funny, the bands that he likes, from Metallica, the... Gallagher Metallica band to Oakley Dokley.
Oakley Dokley, who I saw the first time I saw Oakley Dokley was with Metallica at First Ave. Yeah. Oakley Dokley is the Ned Flanders from The Simpsons inspired metal band. Every member of the band has a green sweater with like a pink undershirt. They all have mustaches, and all the lyrics to their songs are Ned Flanders isms or things Ned has said on the show The Simpsons.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And after every song, the lead singer, it'll be, you know, you hear the pounding metal music and the rah, 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 rah. And then at the end, you'll go, Oakley Dokley, neighbors.
See, I think it'd be fun to see it once, but yes. I couldn't go back multiple times because it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why they tour maybe once every like 2-3 years. And then when they come around, it's worth the show. It is kind of a spectacle and it's fun. And yeah, these guys are, they're a blast. Who wouldn't want to hang out with guys who have taken a metal band? And especially like, because rock people are so serious sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's just kind of nice to just kind of throw up a parody mirror in front of them.
Well, it's no Rolling Stones.
Oh, I love
you. Then again, what is?
Yeah, we're hearing about all these billboards being thrown up around town. What does it say on it?
It's the lips with the tongue, and it says missing you.
Missing you. Mm-hmm. So they're coming back.
They have to be. I mean, they have an ice sculpture, the same thing at the IDS. I mean, it has to be. They've got to be coming this summer.
Are they worth the money, though? I mean, I get it's the Rolling Stones, but it's not the Rolling Stones in the 80s. Yeah. It's the Rolling Stones 40 years later.
Yeah, gathered moss.
But it's the Rolling Stones, probably your last chance to see them. So that
but do you want to?
I do.
I mean, would it be really? Good? Like, yes. Really?
I don't think it would be good, but I did get an inside email from the Rolling Stones fan club.
Yeah.
I heard they're going to be at the Episcopal Church home down the street. It's going to be pretty awesome. It's actually during dinner at 4.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Right when they're passing out their pills.
That's perfect. I'd love to go at 4.
It's going to be great.
See, there's a lot of bands you can say that about. The Rolling Stones are not one of them.
No, those dudes will rock it.
Yeah, the reason why they're selling out stadiums is because right now their fan base has money, but soon all those fans will die and the Rolling Stones will still be alive.
Yeah, it's true. When he had a surgery and like 2 weeks later he was like, I'm back.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, wait till Justin Bieber's fans grow up and they have money. Oh, he's going to charge top dollar.
Oh, boy.
Sure, yeah. He already does.
All of his 28-year-old fans are still borrowing money from their mom.
Won't it be sad when we're like in our 60s and 70s and we're going to see Ed Sheeran? Oh, golly, Ed's going around one more time, his farewell tour, kind of like Elton John. Won't that be weird?
Oh, God,
it is weird.
I mean, the thought of a farewell Ed Sheeran tour someday.
Or like a Kelly Clarkson.
No.
Yeah. Oh, she's having to hang it up and her grandkids join her on stage to sing a song.
Okay. Oh, no.
Creepy.
No, we're going to be old someday.
I know. Well, if you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'd rather get old because it's better than the alternative, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so we had a secret that Crisco deemed too inappropriate to share on the air.
Oh.
I thought it was too inappropriate. Not inappropriate. I just think it was like, maybe with a lot of ladies listening, we don't need to hear about the creeper guy.
Okay. What's your weakness? That was what we asked for Dirty Little Secrets today. Your weakness is hot female bodies in yoga workout pants.
I think that's a lot of men's weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I mean. It's just
why
creepy.
Is that bad?
I don't think that's creepy.
Why is that creepy? I don't get why that's creepy
either.
So if
you're sitting there walking around and you're in yoga pants, I'm like, damn.
You're just saying it's a weakness. If you see a hot chick in yoga pants, oh my God, I can't not look because she's so damn hot.
To be fair, Ryan looked.
I did. I'll still remember that one. She was at Starbucks in Roseville. I almost tipped my chair over because trying to get Rudy to see her, I'm like, that is the finest sculpted hiney I've ever seen on a lady. Oh my God.
Wow.
It was amazing.
When it's good, it's good. I can appreciate a good yoga booty.
Yeah.
I just wish I knew one.
They're everywhere.
They are
go to
everywhere.
Whole Foods. That's where they hang out.
Yeah, they do, because they're healthy.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they're at the gym in front of me, too, and all the other guys are literally falling off the treadmills, staring at the butt.
Yeah.
I'm like,
It's impressive.
They're like, the lady in front of me has another woman's butt inside of her pants next to her butt. How in the world did that happen?
Wait a second.
Rudy has a photo he wants to show us. I don't know. Should we be scared?
Yeah. What? Well, I don't be scared of
what
it.
What is this?
So, you should be, but seriously, calm down. Seriously.
We've seen photos on Rudy's phone before, and I don't know. Can you ever get that out of your head, Des?
I'm still scarred.
Yeah. How many ball gags can fit?
It's funny that you bring up scars.
No.
So I think I may have brought this up last week. I can't remember if I talked about it on the show, but my cousin was recently diagnosed with liver cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was waiting for a liver. And lo and behold, 3:30 in the morning, about a week and a half ago, he gets a phone call. And they're like, we got a liver. Aww. If you can get here to the hospital, it's yours. So him and his wife got out of bed. They ran to the hospital, had a 12-hour surgery, got a brand new liver. So finally, after about a week and a half or so, I believe it was Friday, was it? So yeah, about a week and a half. I hadn't had a chance to talk to him, just a couple of text messages with family members. So last night he called me. And we had a nice half-hour conversation about it, and then he sent me the scar that will be forever.
Oh!
Whoa! Oh. I had no idea.
It's as though, Ryan, they cut his body in half and then put him back together.
My goodness.
Yeah, when you hear about, you know, surgeries nowadays not being so invasive and how they're, you know, it's just a little tiny scar when you have your appendix removed. They literally cut his body halfway open. It's almost like they chopped him in half and then stapled him back together. Is that not
it's
it?
It's from one nip all the way across yes. and around the entire length of his abdomen. That's insane. The pain on that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I had a little tiny incision for my joint replacement. I mean, the incision's like this long.
Sure.
And the pain, awful. I can't imagine what that must feel like.
And right there on your stomach? I mean,
God, though. That is amazing.
Yeah, he's still got a pretty long road to hoe, you know, but
Good for him, yeah.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.